Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you today. And, you know, it's interesting. Many of us go through trials and tribulations. We all do to some degree. Sometimes these trials and tribulations, actually, we deal with throughout the entire family. We have to deal with and understand not only the family dynamic, but what we're dealing with. Oftentimes, in this process, we have to explain the situation to family, to our closest. And it can be very hard. It can be very difficult. And in the process, though, a lot of times we have a tendency of sweeping things under the rug because the stress and anxiety can be too challenging. We don't understand how to deal with it. We don't know how to process it. Many of us are dealing with things that we were never told how to process or how to deal with. We understand the dynamic. But when we're in the process of dealing with this, we can learn. We can grow. And in the process of growing, we can help other people. We can help our family and our friends. What I've realized most, too, is that when we're dealing in our life, when we deal with something that's large, a big issue that we have to deal with, it's amazing when we have someone else that's already walked down the pathway, that's walked through it, that understands the pain and suffering, that understands how important the issue is, and that understands how it impacts everybody in their life. Today is no exception to the rule when we talk about this show, because I want to bring on the best of the best, the people that have dealt with it, the people that have gone through things, that have experienced things, and that are willing to help other people walk through the same situation, understanding it, and being able to comprehend it, to forgive it, and to move forward. Many of you listening right now have dealt with a situation where you've lost a child, you've lost an infant, you've lost a baby. And it's interesting because the concept is so hard and so challenging, but it's hard for us as adults, but it's also just as hard, if not harder, to comprehend as a child. And so in the process, we have to try to figure out when we lose an infant, especially at a very young age, possibly stillborn or miscarriage, we have to realize how is it that it affects the children? How does it affect the family? And then how do we help the family and how do we help the children not only understand it, comprehend it, but to begin to forgive it and let it go? Joining me today is a children's author. Her book just came out. It's on shelves all over the country right now. It's an acclaimed book titled Rainbow. Rainbow is written by Janae Kuhn, and Janae is here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. Janae, so glad to have you live. How are you doing today?
Great. How about yourself? How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I received your book. I'm so happy. I'm glad I got it. I read it cover to cover. You told me when we first spoke that you've been writing since you were 7 years old. Tell me a little bit about your desire to write and how that has impacted your life.
It started when my mom passed away when I was 7 years old, and I come from a long history of writers. So one night, I pretty much sleepwalked and didn't grab the paper towel, drew a rainbow on the paper towel, and a small poem, and my grandmother woke up, and she looked at the paper towel, and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I was talking to my mom." And I wrote the poem about what I saw on the other side. And that was my first poem, and that's how I started the writing.
Janae, when did you come up with the concept for the book Rainbow? How did that all come to pass?
In 2008, I had lost my daughter to stillbirth, and I had my daughter home at the time, and we pretty much were excited and anticipating the birth of the new baby. And having laughter, we just having to kind of figure out how to tell that to that time about 4 or 5 year old. So that's pretty much how that topic came up. And I wanted to help other families that were going through the same situation.
In the process of helping other families, I think that this is such a powerful position to be in. What has been others' thoughts about the book so far as how it's impacting their life in this position that they've been through?
It's giving them a different perspective. I think I lost you there.
I can hear you now.
I think it's giving them a different perspective as far as a child's point of view, on how they take the grieving process, and it's really not just a black or white situation. It's more just, you know, how can you turn something that's awful and make it light again? So they've been able to just take a different look at it.
When I read the book from cover to cover, one of the things that really connected with me, the connection of the entire family and how the family is all impacted. This happened in your life. Can you tell us how this impacted your life going through this process? Because there's no way that you could have written this book without having to process this and understand it.
Your whole world gets turned upside down. When you have a baby, it's a family decision. It's a decision between not only individuals, but I think from a spiritual sense. So having gone through it all together and just having to revisit it, it was difficult. It was just,
when we walk through these situations, and I know many of you listening right now have been through this process, it's so difficult to figure out what words we use and how hard it is to walk through that process. Janae, when you walk through this in your own life, when you were trying to explain it to the child that you had, you said you didn't have a support system. How did you begin with trying to open up that line of communication?
I went back to writing. I wrote many, many poems about it. And I kind of fell back into, when I lost my mom, that feeling as a child of not really understanding the whole death process. And how did I feel as a child? And how no one explained it to me, and how I was left to kind of just grieve on my own. So having lost a child and going back as a child and revisiting that grieving process, I think that's what really kind of opened the doors for me explaining it to my daughter, or at least starting the process of explaining it.
You know, it's interesting because when I opened the book, the neatest part that I love all of it, obviously, but I think it's interesting how many of us don't realize how connected the child gets with, how connected did your daughter get to the unborn child when you were walking through this process? Janae, I think I've lost you.
I think you did.
How close did your daughter get to the unborn child, do you feel, walking through that process?
That's a good question. I think pretty close. I think we talked about it every day. We marked days off on the calendar. We read the what to expect when you're expecting birth. I mean, I think she was just as involved as I was. I think she was right along with me.
And that's understandable. I think that's also because nothing was ever figured out as far as with the child. When the child died, when there was a stillborn or a miscarriage, nobody really said anything about it. They swept it under the rug and they moved on. And I think that's because a lot of times people didn't know what to say. Go to the concept of no support system in writing this book. What are some of the things that you really want not only the parent to take from this, but also the child, the impact that you want it to have?
I want to really open the lines of communication between you and your children. That even though they may have not cared with the child, they didn't plan the child, they're just as part of the process. And the emotional intelligence of children is more developed than we give them credit for. So it's really just trying to open the lines of communication.
I love your illustrations too, because it really kicks it home. We were talking the other day about how not only is it the impact that you want to have, but you also want people to feel that support system, but you also want to help people understand more of a spiritual journey, a larger position in life, because I think sometimes we see things as so final. Can you expound on that a little bit? Well, we can go into it here in the next segment, but what I was wanting to talk about is that there's more to it. The concept of life and how we're in this life and we walk through it, and life is so precious, and understanding the impact that life has on us. Even if the person, the child, does not live in this life, the impact that having that life and being able to even experience a glimpse of it, how that impact has impacted not only everybody that it impacts, is obviously the mother, but also the family.
Having a child, it impacts. Just being pregnant impacts the family. And then having to go through this ordeal definitely impacted in a completely different way. I don't think you're ever really through it. I just think that you just figure out how to get through each day thereafter.
Well said, Janae. Well said. When we return, we'll be talking more with Janae about her new book, Rainbow, the impact that she wants to have, but also the knowledge base that she wants to help other people grow and learn from and be able to feel comfortable and also know that the best thing comes to pass. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking with acclaimed author Janae Kuhn, and she has created an amazing book called Rainbow. Janae, it's so great to have you on the show, and we've been talking about some really interesting stuff, and I was going to ask you on a deep level, you know, what are some of the deep thoughts that you want, you know, parents and their children to talk about after reading this book?
That's a good question. I would hope that they would dive deeper into this, their own spiritual awakening, the aftermath. I mean, what, where do they go? Where do we go? But not really influence their child about their own thoughts, but just really bring it up and have these heart-to-heart, you know, what do they think? What do they feel? That's what I would hope.
I like that. Yeah, and what I hear you saying is that it's about opening that line of communication. It's so important to actually communicate about it, right? And sweeping it under the rug.
Absolutely. You don't have to suffer in silence. Talk about it. Share. Don't be quiet. You know, it doesn't do anybody any good.
It's interesting because I find that a lot of times people don't have the right words, and I feel like, you know, having this book actually offers them the words and actually gives them a starting point, actually.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. You know, it took 7 years to write back and forth and revisit that, so those are very kind words. Thank you.
And so you kind of open the line of communication, and I think we talked about this the other day on the phone. I've had clients, and I've talked about this before, where they've lost a child. And some clients have lost a child personally as far as they were the mother or father. But then I've also had clients who are any age from 22 to 60 where they were impacted by that too, but there was no resource and there was nowhere to communicate. And so, like you said, people suffer in silence. And did you feel like you were, I mean, when you walked through this, how hard was it to, because you walked through this in real life. This isn't just somebody writing a book about an idea about this. This is somebody that walked through it. How was that right after that happened? Did you feel like you were alone?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It was hard. It was, you know, coming home, there's no books, there's really no therapy. I mean, just to kind of get through that. And then family members, they've never lost any child. So forms of depression sink in. It's a very, very, very lonely road. And my heart goes out to so many families that are in the same position and don't have an outlet, don't have any connections, don't have any ways to just grieve.
And that's so powerful. And that's the thing is that when we return, Janae is going to, we're going to dig deep. We're going to talk about it. And it was, you know, it hasn't been something that I've dealt with in my personal life, but it's something that I've dealt with other clients and situations. And, you know, Janae's a wealth of resource of information to help us. But also about, it's about, you know, we're all walking this life together. We're all going through our trials and tribulations. We all experience pain and suffering. And it takes a person to come out of that pain and suffering and kind of realize that there's more to it. And Janae's that person that's really realized, you know, heck, I've been through this process. I dealt with it. I was alone, but I don't want other people to be alone. I want people to be able to communicate and connect, and I want families to feel good about being able to talk about it and not feeling weird about it and being able to open lines of communication. So when we return, we'll be talking more with Janae, walking through the book, learning her nuggets of wisdom and more. So stay tuned. Don't turn the dial. We have a lot more coming up. Live your true love perspectives with your host, B.S. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. Consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk. This is Dr. Tyson Bell, Medical ICU Director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe, they're not effective, or they're not necessary, which we all know is certainly not true.
Rescue workers labored to deal with damage laid bare by receding water Saturday as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160 and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities devastated in minutes. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm speaking with an amazing author, children's author of Rainbow. And Janae and I have been talking today. You know, Janae, when we left break just a second ago, I was really thinking, if there's a way, and I know that this is personal, but is there a way for you to walk through, because I think that many folks that are listening to this, either have a family member that's gone through it or they themselves have gone through it, is there a way to walk through what you went through that day so that we can not only better understand it, but I think connect with some folks that haven't been able to have that voice to be able to talk about what they went through that day?
I can actually walk you through the whole process of how it began, and then the aftermath of it. So it was that morning, you know, just like any other morning. I wake up and you know, you always put a baby kick or whatnot, you know, some kind of good morning, I'm here. And there was nothing. And, you know, I'd go from left to right, so nothing. So I go ahead and sit up, so nothing. I called my doctor's office, and they said, you know, drink some orange juice. Sometimes, you know, the sugar will get the baby moving. So I was like, okay, did that. Still nothing. And I'm big into intuition, so I knew. I knew something just, you know, you just, it just has that gut feeling like something's just not right. And it wasn't her normal pattern. So they said, you know, go ahead, go to the hospital. We'll meet you there. So I get there. They hook me up to all the monitors, and they put the jelly on my belly and start searching around. And they couldn't find the heartbeat. And literally, it was black from that point on. It was... I honestly don't remember much after that. I just remember that moment just crying. And my daughter was picked up by my mother-in-law to the hospital. And first thing she said, like, Mom, why are you crying? And I had literally, I went blank. And I just looked at her and I just kind of blurted out, she's not here. And I remember her looking at me too, like, what does that mean? And, you know, thank goodness for my mother-in-law at the time. She's like, no, we're just going to wait out here to come back. And they sent in some chaplains and people that wanted to just, you know, if I don't talk to anybody. And I remember, you know, having the chaplain come in, and I asked her, honestly, have you ever lost a child? And she says, no. And really nothing to talk about. And that moment I knew that it's a very singular road that families who have lost a child, whether it's miscarriage, stillbirth, or just child loss altogether, it's a very singular road. It's not like, you know, there are no buses. People want to know how someone else got through it. And that's why, you know, just being that support of just finding out those words, just to talk from both sides of the spectrum, that was the whole quest.
That's powerful. You know, I agree with you. It's, we all have these different roads that we embark on. Some of it, I think, is interesting too, because, and it's hard to see this in the moment. I feel like it takes so much time. Let me ask you, how long did it take you to go through the grieving process?
Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, years. Years. Like I said, it took me 7 years to write this book, and I had to revisit that day in particular over and over. So I think I might have stayed in it longer because of that. But it could be, you know, her would have been birthday comes around, or I may see something that reminded me of her. Anything. I mean, I think you're always going to grieve. I mean, it's a child.
Mm-hmm. And I feel, too, it's interesting, like, when you lose, like, a family member, you know, like a mother or father, and you're the first of the group of people that you know, that loses their mom or dad, there's not a lot of support system there. But mm-hmm. on a bigger level, though, when you lose a child... And like you said, you asked the chaplain, and they said, no, I've never been through that. It's just, it's almost like the person can't even understand or grasp the impact of that. They can generalize it, but they can't grasp the impact of that particular life being lost.
Yeah, it's... it's not supposed to happen. You know, it's out of order. It's out of nature's order. You're supposed to lose your, you lose your parents, not your children. So I think, yeah, it's unrelatable.
And I also feel, too, you know, the impact that you had with your daughter. So how old was your daughter at the time?
She was four, about to be, five. No, she was four. She just turned four, my bad. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I try not to remember my own birthdays. so she's four, and she is so... That's the other thing that I find, is that she is so happy and can't wait to this baby, you know, is born. And I think that that was also a massive piece, too, was like not only was it the pain that you were going through, but also the pain that your husband was going through, but also the fact that you had to tell this little kid what was going on.
Yeah, it was because, you know, a lot of times we want to go inside and heal ourselves, but when it affects everybody else, especially a child, part of the mistake is think, oh, they're children, they're good, they'll get through it, they're young, they don't understand. You know, we make all these excuses because really we just say.
That's true. We don't even know what to say to ourselves.
Exactly.
How did your husband handle it walking through that?
Definitely different. He just chose to move through the day instead of revisiting it so soon. He grieved a little later, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think there's any deflection on that. It's interesting, you know, working with folks who have deflected that pain. At some point in time, we have to deal with it. I find that a lot of us humans believe that we can compartmentalize, but I realize that there is nothing called compartmentalization. It doesn't work.
Agree. Definitely. And, you know, I feel that the grieving process is different for everybody, but as long as you do get to it and grieve, just recognize it. It's not going to go away.
I think that's so true, and it's going through that process. And I think also people get confused because they say, okay, the grieving process, you know, where do I start? And I said, well, you start wherever. You don't have to, there's not like a set place. But I think that the interesting part, though, is that I do think that we have to go through a state of what I would consider anger. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And that is one of the points I actually visited very early on was the anger. Like, why is this happening? That's not fair.
Questioning the reasoning, questioning why. And then did you feel like after the anger, so when you went through the anger process of questioning and asking, and why would this happen and why could this be, on the other side of the anger, was there more of acceptance or what happened next?
Anger was... To be honest, it was hopelessness, and that's where you felt. I fell in a very deep hole of being alone. But when I fell, that's where I found the silver lining and, you know, the strength. So,
dive into that a little bit. So we go through this and we get to that point where we don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. What was the turning point?
I think the thing is my outlook, that I remember having lost my mom at 7. I think that for me, you know, having been on both ends of the spectrum of loss, I think that's where the strength came. It was a familiar feeling, but in a different kind of feeling. So it was like, you know, you just it was that feeling to share. You have to just share and find this tribe that are like individuals. And we need to help each other get through this, because that's ultimately what life's about.
I also feel, too, in the process, you know, having that child at 4 years old at the time, and, we talk about it, but I do feel like children are a little closer to the source, and then I think we all try to be more like children, right? As we, the older we get, the younger we should be getting. You know, it's like, as long as I'm at the age of five all the time, I'm okay. I'll be good. But, you know, did your daughter really help to kind of add that concept of, really put that out there, like she's in a better place? Did that help as well?
Yeah, she did. You know, she she became very nurturing. I owe her a lot. She would always make sure that I was okay, we actually took pictures of our daughter, Brooklyn, when she passed, but she would always want to go through the pictures and just to keep her memory alive, and I think that helped me to look from her perspective of, you know, she's moving through it, and that always kept us speaking about her. So yeah, no, kids are awesome.
Kids are cool. Yeah, and it's like, you know, the more kid life we get, and I think yes, it's like we do have to hit rock bottom in any sort of situation like this. I do think we have to hit rock bottom to finally see the light. And at what point did you realize? And I think it would take time, because, you know, it's easier said than done from the outside looking in, because I think anybody that's gone through grief and struggle like this understands the pain that Janae's been through, and might even have been through some similar pain. At what point, though, did you say, you know what, you kind of got over to the silver lining, and you begin to see this as more of kind of a, not purpose, because I think purpose is about finding our unconditional love for ourselves and others, but being able to take this to the next level and saying, you know what, this might have happened to me for me to help others. At what point did that begin to connect with you?
When I actually started writing about it, the first day I actually put all that situation, that whole ordeal on paper, that's when it dawned on me that hopefully I can be that source of guidance for others.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I know that a lot of folks that are watching or listening to the show right now on USA Radio Networks around the country, you might have gone through pain and suffering as well. It might be different from Janae's. Could be similar, but it's about finding that silver lining, impacting other folks, and I think this is powerful. And Janae and I are going to continue this conversation. We have a lot more to go, and I definitely want to hear a few of her nuggets of wisdom, because it's powerful stuff. And then we're also going to find out a little bit more about where you can find Janae and how you can get a copy of Rainbow for your family. And also, there might be somebody that this book is perfect for that can also help them, to inspire them, to help them get out of the pain that they're going through, be able to communicate it, being able to connect with their family. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more with Janae about how we can find her, where we can find the book, how to connect with her, but also some of those nuggets of wisdom that can impact our lives on a daily basis. Don't change the channel. We still got a little more here, okay? So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking to acclaimed author of Rainbow, Janae Kuhn, and it's been amazing because Janae, I just appreciated the communication earlier in the last segment because I think that connecting and understanding what other people go through can help us to understand not only our life, but can really help us to just be able to process things. And Janae, this is the time where I got to ask you, and it doesn't it could be about the book, it could be about the subject matter, it could be about anything. What are a couple of golden nuggets of wisdom that you would like to share with the Live Your True Life listeners?
I think the first one that has been very relevant in my life is to trust yourself. And I know it sounds really, really simple and kind of cliche, but it is so true time and time again that you gotta break that little second voice that comes in your head that doubts everything. You gotta trust yourself. It, you know, your way is the only way. I mean, it's definitely, you know, other people's opinions and or guidance is helpful, but it's truly, you know what truly works for you. And I think the second one definitely pertains to the book, that birth and miscarriage or stillbirth or child loss. Please share your story because you can encourage other families to open up and share theirs as well. And that ultimately promotes healing.
So true. Now, where can we find this? Because I am so happy to get the book. It's amazing, by the way. The illustrations are beautiful. The pages are beautiful. It's a nice read. Because there's some good words on the page, and I like that. Where can we find a copy of this? Where can we get a copy of your latest book?
You can get a copy on my personal website, which is www.janaekuhn.com, and you can also find it on Amazon, Goodreads, and also some local bookstores here in the LA area as well.
Awesome, because it's an amazing book. And is there also a page or social media that you would like folks to follow or connect with for more information?
Yes. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle I Am Janae Kuhn. All the same.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty good. I like that. It's a great one. I like that. I am. I love that. I love I am statements. Always good statements.
Right?
Yeah, it's powerful, right? It's like, I am. You know, it's like the power positions. I can't remember the lady that used to talk about that in her TEDx talks, but it was the power. And it's like the power comment is in the power statement is I am. So it's pretty powerful stuff.
Wow, I didn't know that. Cool.
It's been great having you on. I mean, you're going to have to come back on the show. I mean, we had craziness, all kinds of great stuff here today.
It was good. Thank you for having me, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Amazing. Janae is amazing. And, you know, I love talking with folks that are just, you know, we all have a gift and we all have something to share the world with. And some of us have multiple things to share the world with. And some of us have really deep conversations that we're going to help people have. And that's what's so important. And when you have somebody that's a beacon of light, that's gone through heck and back, that's been there in the darkness, that's known what the darkness is like, they can talk about it. You know, you've heard me talk about things, you know, about how there's certain people that can help us walk through things. Just like when I talked about addiction, about how addiction is challenging. But in order to really overcome addiction, the person working with them needs to be somebody that's been through it. It needs to be somebody that's felt it. You know, when somebody's going through marital issues, they need to be working with somebody that's walked through the same issues, has at least gone through the issues and overcome them. We can't talk about things in a vacuum. And that's why I have some amazing people always on the show, because it's not about talking about hypotheticals. It's not about talking about theory. It's about talking about truth. And that's what we do here. And so I hope this show has impressed you. You know, if you've gone through this pain, if you're going to share this with your family and friends, if y'all are going to help to get some closure and some communication, that's amazing. If there was something else that you took from the fact that you're like, wow, somebody turned a situation that was painful into a situation where they were able to help other humanity. And I know that that's something that you can do as well. Because I believe in our Live Your True Life Perspectives listeners, because I know that the impact that you have, the empathy you have, and the care you have is genuine and true. And so, you know, now it's time to really think about it. What is it that I can do to really help? What is it that I have in me that I'm ready to give the world? I hope the show has helped you. We'll be back on the air next week as usual, every week. So I hope that you'll tune in to the next show. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments or want to connect with me, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Click on that contact page and I'll respond. Have a great day. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. And I'll be back this time in three shows.
The subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our ancestors' genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Ancestors' clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com. And fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.